Welcome to Jacobs Field in Cleveland, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Chuck Knoblauch. Batting second. The right fielder, Matt Lawton. Batting third. The DH, Paul Molitor. Batting fourth. The catcher, Greg Myers. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ron Coomer. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Marty Cordova. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Scott Starhowiak. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Pat Mears. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Rich Becker. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Dave Stevens. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Marky Grissom. Batting second. The DH, Kevin Seitzer. Batting third. The first baseman, Jim Thome. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Manny Ramirez. Batting fifth. The catcher, Sandy Alomar. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Matt Williams. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Brian Giles. Batting 8th. The second baseman, Julio Franco. Batting 9th. The shortstop, Omar Vizquel. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jarrett Wright. And now, play ball. Chuck Knoblauch is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Knoblauch hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Matt Lawton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. There goes Knoblauch. The throw from Alomar and he is safe. Knoblauch steals second. Matt Lawton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Lawton hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Knoblauch moves to third. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Molitor strikes out. One out. Greg Myers is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Myers hits a fly ball into center field. Grissom settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Knoblauch tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 1-0, Twins. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Coomer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Marky Grissom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grissom hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Coomer fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thome takes first base on ball 4. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ramirez hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lawton. Ramirez reaches second base with a double. Thome moves to third. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Alomar hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Knoblauch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cordova hits a fly ball into left field. Giles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Scott Starhowiak batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Starhowiak hits a line drive into left field. Giles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Mears strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Matt Williams is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Williams hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, going, gone. A home run. It's Twins, 1, Indians, 1. Brian Giles batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Giles hits a fly ball into right field. Lawton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Franco hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. There goes Franco. The throw from Myers and he is safe. Franco steals second. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Vizquel strikes out. 2 outs. Marky Grissom batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Grissom is 0 for 1 in the game. Grissom takes first base on ball 4. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Seitzer is 0 for 1 in the game. Seitzer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Franco scores. Grissom moves to second. It's 2-1, Indians. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. There goes Grissom. The throw from Myers and he is out, Coomer applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Becker hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Franco reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Knobloch is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Knobloch hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Matt Lawton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Lawton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lawton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Knobloch moves to second. 2 outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Molitor is 0 for 1 in the game. Molitor takes first base on ball 4. Greg Myers is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Myers is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Myers hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Twins 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Thome is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Thome hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Indians. Manny Ramirez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Ramirez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Ramirez takes first base on ball 4. Sandy Alomar batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Alomar is 0 for 1 in the game. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Ramirez moves to second. 1 out. Matt Williams is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Williams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Giles is 0 for 1 in the game. Giles hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 6-1, Indians. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Franco is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Franco strikes out. Two outs. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Vizquel is 0-for-1 in the game. Vizquel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Marky Grissom is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Grissom is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Grissom hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Coomer is 0-for-1 in the game. Coomer hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-2, Indians. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Cordova is 0-for-1 in the game. Cordova hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-3, Indians. Scott Starhoviak batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Starhoviak is 0-for-1 in the game. Starhoviak hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mears is 0-for-1 in the game. Mears is hit by the pitch. Starhoviak moves to second. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Becker is 0-for-1 in the game. Becker strikes out. 1 out. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Knobloch is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Knobloch hits a fly ball into left field. Giles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Matt Lawton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lawton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lawton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Twins 3. The Indians will come to bat. Greg Swindell now pitching. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Seitzer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Seitzer strikes out. 1 out. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Thome is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Thome strikes out. 2 outs. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Ramirez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sandy Alomar batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Alomar is 0-for-2 in the game. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Molitor is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Molitor strikes out. 1 out. Greg Myers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myers is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Myers hits a fly ball into right field. Ramirez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ron Coomer batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Coomer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Coomer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Twins 3. The Indians will come to bat. Matt Williams is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Cordova settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Giles is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Giles hits a line drive towards first. Starhoviak reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Franco is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Franco takes first base on ball 4. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swindell fires to first and has Franco trapped. There's the throw to Mears, who tags Franco for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Marty Cordova batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Cordova is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Cordova hits a ball on the ground towards third. Williams fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Scott Starhoviak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Starhoviak is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Starhoviak hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-4, Indians. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Mears is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Mears hits a fly ball into left field. Giles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Rich Becker batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Becker is 0-for-2 in the game. Becker takes first base on ball 4. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. There goes Becker. The throw from Alomar and he is safe. Becker steals second. Chuck Knobloch batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Knobloch is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Knobloch takes first base on ball 4. Jason Jarcombe now pitching. Matt Lawton is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Lawton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lawton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Franco fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Becker moves to third. Knobloch moves to second. Jose Mesa now pitching. Paul Molitor batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Molitor is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Molitor takes first base on ball 4. Becker scores. Knobloch moves to third. Lawton moves to second. It's 6-5, Indians. Greg Myers is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Myers is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Myers hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Twins 5. The Indians will come to bat. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Vizquel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Vizquel hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Marky Grissom batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Grissom is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Grissom hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Seitzer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Grissom moves to third. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thome is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Tommy hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Grissom scores. Seitzer moves to second. It's 7-5, Indians. Frankie Rodriguez now pitching. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Ramirez is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Ramirez takes first base on ball 4. Seitzer moves to third. Tommy moves to second. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0-for-3 in the game. Alomar hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cordova. Alomar reaches second base with a double. Seitzer scores. Tommy scores. Ramirez moves to third. It's 9-5, Indians. Matt Williams is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Ramirez scores. Alomar moves to third. 2 outs. It's 10-5, Indians. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Giles is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Giles hits a fly ball into left field. Cordova settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Twins 5. The Twins will come to bat. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Coomer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Coomer strikes out. 1 out. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cordova is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Cordova strikes out. 2 outs. Scott Starhoviak is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Starhoviak is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Starhoviak hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mesa fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Twins 5. The Indians will come to bat. Todd Ritchie now pitching. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Franco is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Franco hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Vizquel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Vizquel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Coomer fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Marky Grissom is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Grissom is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Grissom hits a ball on the ground towards third. Coomer fields it and throws to first for the out. Vizquel moves to second. 2 outs. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Seitzer is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Seitzer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Twins 5. The Twins will come to bat. Tony Fernandez now playing second base. Julio Franco now playing first base. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Mears is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Mears hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Ramirez. Mears reaches second base with a double. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Becker is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Becker strikes out. 1 out. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Knobloch is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Knobloch hits a fly ball into left field. Giles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Matt Lawton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawton is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Lawton hits a fly ball into right field. Ramirez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Twins 5. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez hits a fly ball into right field. Lawton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and 2 walks. Ramirez hits a fly ball into center field. Becker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Alomar is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Alomar takes first base on ball 4. Matt Williams is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Williams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Lawton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Twins 5. The Twins will come to bat. Michael Jackson now pitching. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Williams fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Greg Myers is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Myers is 0 for 3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Myers hits a fly ball into right field. Ramirez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Coomer is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Coomer strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 10, and Minnesota Twins, 5. Goodbye from Jacobs Field in Cleveland.